It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hotsuit Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. And folks, for years have been asking for comedy shows to come to Coldwater, and now there is one coming up on March 14th at the Tibbetts Opera House. It's the Coldwater Comedy Fest, headlined by Jeff Janna, who's on the line with us this morning. Creating your own form of comedy this morning. You're at the DMV in Ohio with your son right now, right?
That is true. I am at the, we call it the BMV here, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Okay.
That's because we're sophisticated down here in Ohio, you know. I think they just do it to be different. Who knows? But my son is 15, and in Ohio at 15 you can get your temporary learner's permit. It is a day for all drivers to be fearful.
Hey, have you
run.
Been... Have
if, you see my, if you see a red Subaru coming down the road, run.
Right. Hey, have you been out driving with him then?
It's going to start today.
Okay.
You're not allowed to, in Ohio, you're not allowed to drive until you have your permit, which is why they let you get it at 15, and then you can start taking lessons and hopefully get your drive when you're 16. So, run.
All right. So you do know that for every mile he drives, it takes a year off your life. You know that, right?
It's just worrying about him getting his license. He took the written exam this morning, and when he passed, I went, "Oh man!"
You were hoping he wouldn't, or what?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your comedy career a little bit, because you've been all over the place doing all kinds of shows over the years. A lot of corporate stuff, a lot of club stuff. When did Jeff Janna say, "Hey, you know, I could do this kind of for a living"?
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to be a school teacher back when I'm what I call another lifetime. I used to be a school teacher and got to the point where I was making more money doing comedy on the weekends than I was teaching school, which says one of two things. Either teachers are way underpaid or comedians are way overpaid.
Okay.
And then I moved out. I lived all over. I lived in Chicago. I lived in New York. I lived in Los Angeles for a long time, and if you watched a lot of really bad cable TV in the 90s, you probably saw me because I did about 40 TV shows, and yeah, I've been all around.
So what works today that maybe either, what used to work when you first started in comedy that doesn't work today, or vice versa, as far as the jokes go?
Well, you know, that's a great question. What a fantastic question. I'm just trying to think about that in my mind. I think, you know, funny is funny, and the real great comics, I mean, if you listen to them, kind of stand the test of time. There's a lot of material that we call evergreen. You know, it always works. It never goes out of fashion. And then there's a lot of topical stuff. The problem with topical stuff is you got to keep writing and rewriting it and changing it. You know, like I had some killer Watergate jokes, which just don't hold up anymore.
Water
and
who?
I know there's probably a lot of listeners out in your audience going, what do you mean Watergate?
Yeah. That's a spring flood, yeah. But
funny is funny. And, you know, most of my stuff is about the human experience, for lack of a better idea. You know, family stuff, marriage, relationships, kids, working for a living. And so I like to think of it as like kind of transgenerational, you know. It appeals to younger folks. It appeals to older folks.
There you go. What's the worst crowd you've ever played before?
I'll tell you a great story. I get a call from an agent once, and he goes, "Hey, I got a great gig, a lot of money." He says, "It's at a naturalist camp," and I'm like, you know, I'm kind of naive sometimes. I go, "Naturalists? Oh, they're into nature. They're like environmentalists." And so I take the gig, I'm driving up there, I get there, they open the gate, and meeting me on the other side of the gate is a woman who's got to go 320 in a golf cart in the buff, and suddenly hits me, "Naturalist, oh, nudists!" So I performed at a nudist camp, and my opening line was, you know, I'm wearing my suit and tie, and I say, I'm a little nervous, I got to be honest, I'm standing here kind of trying to picture all you people with your clothes on.
Certainly we're overdressed for the occasion then, right? So,
and the guy comes to me, like before the show, the guy who's the head nudist comes to me and says, you know, if you feel more comfortable, you are certainly welcome to perform in the nude. I went, no, I don't think that would be too comfortable. I'll stay with the suit.
I like it. Well, you're the headliner, obviously, for the show for this Coldwater Comedy Fest coming up on March 14th at the Tibbetts. You've played, clubs like that, things like that. You've played corporate gigs. Are there sometimes that some of those jokes fall flat when you're dealing with guys who are in business suits?
Yeah, it's a different kind of show. The audience I like the least, and this will sound strange, is a single-sex audience, like if it's all guys or all girls, because you get a really weird dynamic with that. And the best audiences, I think, tend to be like a good mix, just a good mix of everything, like good mix of like gender, good mix of age, but when an audience gets too skewed in any single direction, it tends to get a little weird.
Well,
you just have to kind of adapt. It's, Jay Leno told me, and I don't mean to be a name dropper. You should never
okay.
be a name dropper. You know who told me that? Bobby De Niro. Comics love that joke. Apparently, it went right by you.
I'm laughing on the inside. I really am.
Okay.
So.
But Jay told me once, he goes, you just can't have one show. I do it in Jay's voice. You just can't have one show. You're going to have a show for one every crowd you're working in front of. And, as much as Jay has been up and down in his life, Jay is still one of the best stand-up comics on the planet.
Do you like writing better or performing better?
Oh, I love performing. Performing is the reward of the whole deal.
Okay.
Writing is the hard part. The fact that you got to always be looking for work is the hard part. But when you get to perform, performing is the reward end of the whole deal. It's the carrot at the end of the stick.
Could you ever go back to teaching?
I'll tell you what, I've been in the business 35 years. About 12 years ago, I renewed my teaching certificate, and I started subbing just to see if I had to, if I could do it. And it was rough. My hat is off to all teachers of all time. I mean, it is a tough job, and it is a job that we can never pay them enough to do.
Yeah. Well, teachers.
It can never be paid enough. I'll say that.
Were you considered the funniest substitute teacher, though?
I had a saying I used to do years and years ago where I would come in and I would put the price of gold on the board, and I'd put an arrow whether that was way up or way down, and that was like my indicator to kids what kind of mood I was in that day.
I like it. Well, we're looking forward to it, looking forward to the laughs. It's a Friday night, so it's a time for folks to let down after the end of the week. We've had a crappy winter here, so why not laugh a little bit, right?
This has been the worst winter ever. This is one of those winters where starting about the 10th of December, I started going, why do I live here in the Midwest? I used to live in California. What was I thinking?
Oh, well, you're glutton for punishment,
but,
I guess.
I actually love being a Midwesterner. I love the people. I love the values. I love the country. It's got its own beauty.
Well, in the next week and a half, I'm sure you'll collect enough driving stories from your son that'll keep us entertained when you come here, too. So.
Hey, I'm looking forward to being up there in Coldwater.
All right, Jeff, thanks. We'll see you then, all right?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Jeff Jetta, he's written for tons of folks. He's performed all over the world, and he's coming to the Tibbetts Opera House as part of the Coldwater Comedy Fest coming up on Friday night, March 14th, 7:30. Get your tickets online, tibbetts.org, or give the box office a call, 278-6029.